Bob Black back with you. Welcome back to the Sports Huddle, 99.5, 102.7 FM, 950 AM ESPN. This is our Client Appreciation Week, and one of those who we are most appreciative of. You hear about them and from them all the time on our radio station. It's our good friends with the G Law Firm. This is the G Law Firm studio at ESPN Richmond. They are our title sponsor, and we have an opportunity to catch up with Donald G this morning. Donald, good morning. Thank you so much for your partnership with us, and hope you're staying safe and staying healthy.
You're very welcome, and good morning to you. We're doing everything we can to abide by all the rules and regulations to try to stay safe and healthy, and, of course, practicing our social distancing.
Yeah, so that having been said, how has the coronavirus kind of changed things for you and the folks at the G Law Firm?
Well, it was interesting how we tried to adapt to still coming in and seeing each other, but we're fortunate. We have a couple of offices in and around Richmond, one on the east end and one in South Richmond, and we've moved a few of our staff members around a little bit to make sure that we didn't have too many people in one office, and we staggered some times for coming in and going in, and also, of course, we have limited access with our clients, so it's more video conferencing and telephone calls than usual.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the work that you do, and you know, we're entering another phase here of physical, social distancing. More people are getting back on the roads. More people are getting back to work. So if someone, unfortunately, is involved in an auto accident, what are the first things they should be doing?
Well, they certainly can call us at 804-226-4111, and you will hear everybody say, make sure you're safe as possible. You can get treated by the attendants at the accident scene, and, of course, you can follow up yourself at a hospital or with your own treating physician. But we would be honored and deeply appreciative to allow us to serve any of the Richmond area community.
And what would happen at that point? I think you've laid it out in good numerical order of what's the most important thing to do when you have the accident. But once you know that you're safe, you're healthy, how about the procedure they should take with you guys after that?
Well, what we've done now, once they call us, we can set up a video conference with them. And we can talk. They can talk with a lawyer. And they will be assigned to a lawyer and a legal assistant. And from there, if they would like to sign with us, we have signed up with DocuSign at this point, and we can send it right over their computer, and they can sign our agreements, our contingency fee agreements, and start the process from there.
We are all becoming creative and adapting to all of those new ways of doing business. No mistake about that. We're catching up with Donald G. from the G Law Firm. I don't know if guarantee is the right word, but I'll use it. What's the guarantee of getting, you know, what your accident case is actually worth?
Well, for starters, there's no guarantee that you're going to get that. And I hear it advertised from time to time about we're going to guarantee, but we make no guarantees because we don't know unless we have all of the information and facts that go with that particular case. Each case is different. So, yes, you can look to see that through the years I've had a $20 million verdict or I've had a $10,000 verdict. But it all depends on the case itself and how the client helped us lay it out. And, of course, if they're willing to put the time into preparing for the depositions, preparing for trial, and things of that nature, it gets us closer to what the value of the case truly is.
Hey, you and your folks have obviously been embracing the community for a long, long time. You mentioned you have more than one office location. What kind of maybe community outreach campaigns have you been able to put together and execute during this COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, one of the things that I am very excited to announce is that we continue to have our scholarship to go out, our annual scholarship that went out to graduating high school seniors. And even though they didn't have what they deserved, the ability to walk across that stage, we certainly were able to give them their scholarships. And hopefully in 2020 on up to 2021 that they can use those funds that we provide. But we also hooked up with Ricky Johnson and friends, and we were able to provide snacks and food throughout various communities. We've been as far as South Boston so far, where we've given out a little over 25,000 families snacks and various foods and necessities that they would use during this COVID-19 pandemic.
Really great initiatives that you folks have been participating in. Really, really, really impressive stuff. Hey, Donald, I'd love to finish up with our clients and talk a little sports. And let me kind of tie the two things together, COVID-19 and sports. Are you seeing changes that could be coming due to the pandemic in our sports world?
Yeah, I see them, and I have a lot of questions, of course, myself about how sports are going to maintain social distancing. But as it relates to, let's talk about my favorite Los Angeles Lakers, and we'll move to hopefully they can get back on the floor. And I've been watching a little bit as to how they are perceived to have training camps, whether it's practicing and or being treated. And it just concerns me that they won't have that real social distancing, and I just don't know how it's going to affect the health of any team, especially the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, we are all watching that very closely. Hey, I'll let you go on this, though. How did your guy here in Richmond, Virginia, become a Lakers fan?
Quick story. Back in 1971, my brother was a high school basketball player at Central of Lunenburg, colors purple and gold. My mother let me go see him play. And after I got home that weekend, television comes on. And I see the Los Angeles playing the Washington Bullets, as they were called at the time. And purple and gold sort of matched the Lakers. So I became a Los Angeles Laker fan.
Well,
lifetime.
You keep rooting for those Lakers. That's a great story, but that makes you a lifetime, long-time Laker fan. So keep rooting that the NBA returns. Return safely and keep rooting for your Lakers, and we appreciate you being a partner with us here at ESPN Richmond, Donald.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.